Life has a way of delivering unexpected blows that leave us reeling. The death of a loved one, a devastating diagnosis, a relationship ending, or even smaller disappointments that shake our foundation. These moments create what Russ Harris calls reality gaps, painful spaces between the reality we have and the reality we desperately want. The wider this gap, the more intensely we feel grief, anger, anxiety, or despair. While we instinctively try to close these gaps by changing our external circumstances, the most painful gaps are precisely those we cannot close through action alone. Our minds typically respond with futile resistance. This can't be happening. It's not fair. Or I'll never get over this. These thoughts, though natural, often intensify our suffering rather than relieving it. What if there was another way? What if we could find peace not by eliminating pain, but by transforming our relationship with it? This is where Harris's approach differs from conventional wisdom. Rather than offering empty promises to eliminate suffering, he acknowledges a fundamental truth. We cannot escape pain, but we can learn to respond to it in ways that create meaning and fulfillment even in our darkest hours. True resilience comes from developing the psychological flexibility to hold our pain gently while continuing to live according to our deepest values. When facing painful reality gaps, we often resort to harsh self-judgment, creating what Harris calls a secondary struggle, added pain we inflict by fighting our initial distress. Self-compassion offers a healthier alternative. Imagine placing a gentle hand where you feel emotional pain and offering yourself the kindness you'd show a friend. This creates emotional safety, allowing you to face reality without being consumed by it. After his son's autism diagnosis, Harris learned to acknowledge his grief with kindness rather than self-criticism. This didn't eliminate his pain, but created space for effective response. Self-compassion is the foundation of courage. Only when we stop beating ourselves up can we find strength to move forward. When emotions threaten to overwhelm us, we can drop anchor by pushing our feet into the floor, straightening our spine, breathing deeply, and noticing our surroundings. This exercise reconnects us to the present moment, creating mental space to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively, as Ali demonstrated when managing torture flashbacks. During difficult times, your mind becomes a relentless storyteller, generating narratives about what went wrong, who's to blame, and why the future seems hopeless. These mental stories feel overwhelmingly real, yet they're simply thoughts, mental events of words and images floating through consciousness. Defusion involves creating psychological distance from these thoughts rather than being consumed by them. Try singing troublesome thoughts to familiar tunes or hearing them in Mickey Mouse's voice. These techniques help us experience thoughts as mental events rather than absolute truths. One workshop participant with terminal brain cancer found relief by labeling recurring catastrophic thoughts as the scary death story. This naming created space between her and the thoughts, allowing her to remain present. The goal isn't to feel better, but to get better at feeling, developing capacity to experience all thoughts without being dominated by them. When a book is held too close, it blocks your vision, similar to how overwhelming emotions disorient us. Pushing it away requires constant effort, like suppressing painful feelings. But placing it on your lap lets you see both the book and surroundings, freeing your hands to engage with the world. This illustrates expansion, allowing emotions to be present without struggling against them. The process involves noticing where you feel the emotion physically, naming it, breathing into it to create space, allowing it to exist, and expanding awareness to include both the feeling and surroundings. Michael, a Vietnam veteran tormented by war guilt for decades, used expansion to make room for his remorse without being paralyzed by it, channeling energy into meaningful volunteer work instead of self-punishment. Emotions, merely bodily sensations and thoughts, can't harm us. What causes suffering is our struggle against them. When reality gaps seem unbridgeable, we need something that gives meaning to our suffering. This is where taking a stand becomes crucial, consciously choosing how we want to behave amid difficulty. Values are ongoing qualities we want to embody, like being loving or courageous, distinct from achievable goals or rigid shoulds. Most values align with Harris's 3 C's: connection, being fully present, caring, opening your heart to what matters, and contribution, giving to others or supporting your well-being. These values provide a compass for navigating reality gaps. When circumstances can't change, we can still choose our response. Consider Nelson Mandela, who, despite 27 years of imprisonment, continued to embody his values of freedom, equality, and peace, even refusing conditional release rather than compromise his principles. The formula for resilience is simple yet profound. Accept what you can't change while living by your values. Even in our darkest moments, life offers opportunities for connection, meaning, and joy. This doesn't mean denying pain, but expanding awareness to include both suffering and what remains available. We tend to spotlight only our pain while the rest of life fades. Try bringing up the lights on the entire show, noticing both the reality gap and all the life around it. Even in horrific circumstances, people found meaning. Mandela savored prison marches, Levi noticed spring sun in Auschwitz, and Frankl treasured memories of his wife in concentration camps. Simple practices develop expanded awareness. Observe others with fresh eyes. Use all 5 senses during enjoyable activities, and pay mindful attention to sounds, sensations, and breathing. Finding treasure doesn't mean pretending suffering is a gift. After acknowledging pain with self-kindness, we might ask, "How can I learn from this?" Our painful emotions signal what matters. If we didn't care, we wouldn't hurt. Life itself is a remarkable privilege given the astronomical odds against our existence. Treating it as such means seizing opportunities to connect, care, and contribute amid painful reality gaps. Not being grateful for tragedy, but recognizing that alongside pain, life still offers possibilities for meaning. The journey through reality gaps isn't about reaching a pain-free destination, but developing skills to hold suffering gently while remaining engaged. Small changes create significant differences, placing a compassionate hand on your heart when hurting, dropping anchor when emotions overwhelm, or choosing values-based actions over fear-driven ones. Consider Rob, who transformed his dreaded waiter job by approaching it with genuine connection rather than seeing customers as interruptions, completely changing his experience without changing circumstances. When life slaps you, you have a choice: fight reality or meet it with compassion, presence, and purpose. You can't control when storms come, but you can learn to navigate them with dignity.